Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America, and welcome to our show here. And it is Thursday, January 13th. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And if you're wondering about my voice, I'm sick as a dog. In fact, if I were a dog, I think Claire would probably shoot me and put me out of my misery. But we're going to stumble through the show one way or the other. I'm going to give you a little warning up front. We may have some breaks in communications. We had a major winter storm blow through here last night. In fact, we're still on the tail end of it right now. It was the most spectacular lightning I have seen since moving here to the state, all those years ago. And it was just amazing to just watch and listen to that all night long. But the bad news is we're in kind of a mess out here. The digital communications been going up and down all morning. Our regular analog phone lines are down. And this is all like statewide stuff, Oahu and Maui, and it is amazing. And I think it reveals just how fragile our infrastructure has become, that, you know, we get a heavy rain and everything is falling apart and not working. So if we drop out and all of a sudden you start hearing polka music, that's the reason here. Phone lines are open, at least for the moment, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room answering the phones, keeping us out of trouble. I understand he is also under the weather. Everybody I know has got this bug. I think they dropped another beaker over at the biological weapons lab, and they're sitting back and saying, how effective is this one going to be? Well, you know, it's pissing us off. That's how effective it's going to be here. Now, we're going to jump around. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I want to start off, though, with this story. When I read this, I couldn't stop laughing. And it's going to sound cold-hearted because we're talking about that horrible, tragic fire that was in Israel not too long ago that just burned up, you know, the whole Mount Carmel region, and it was just a lot of property got demolished. And right after it came out, Greenpeace, you know, was pounding the drum saying, this is a direct result of global warming. They're in there with their coal-fired power plant, and they're putting carbon dioxide in the air, and that's what leads to fires, which is complete nonsense because carbon dioxide extinguishes fires. That's why they put carbon dioxide in fire extinguishers. The carbon dioxide-type fire extinguishers will put out fires. So it really didn't make a lot of sense, but it's sort of typical of the grandstanding that we're seeing coming from the global warming cultists, that they're going to seize on this horrible tragedy and use it for their own agenda. Well, talk about hoisting with your own petard, because after a long investigation, the cause of the fire is now known. And it wasn't an act of God, too bad insurance carriers. It wasn't Al-Qaeda, and it wasn't global warming. Apparently, one of the environmental activists at the so-called Rainbow Camp decided that rather than inflict her used toilet paper on nature, she was going to burn it up. And so she takes her used toilet tissue. There's a punchline there, but I can't use it or they'll take away the license on this radio transmitter. And she takes her used bathroom toilet tissue and she lights it on fire, and the wind picks it up and carries it all over and starts this conflagration. And I don't mean to trivialize the tragedy that this fire has been for everybody, but for after all the screeching about global warming and how we love the world and everything, to find out that this worst fire ever in Israel was started because some bimbo thought it would be a good idea to set fire to her own used bathroom tissue. And again, this is typical. They don't think these things all the way through. Somebody comes up with, oh, wouldn't this be nice? And everybody says, yes, it would be nice. And they go along, whether it's windmills that use more electricity than they generate, or ethanol that destroys the fuel systems on your car, or burning their own used toilet tissue that turns around and burns down the entire mountain that this girl was so worried about. And it's sort of become typical of this fanatical religious cult of global warming people that still today cannot accept the fact that planet Earth is not behaving the way all their fancy computer models said it would. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
As estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I'm going to apologize right now. Apparently, our internet connection is going in and out and in and out and in and out. It dropped up a couple of times during the commercial. Unfortunately, from here, I don't hear what it sounds like going out over RBN or Justin TV. I sort of take it as an act of faith that you can actually listen to me or that you would even want to. But it is going in and out, and Manny's sort of like trying to keep an eye on things to let me know when I'm actually doing my job and when you're just listening to silence. Is it live or is it Memorex and so forth and so on? And as if that wasn't enough, talk about insult to injury. Earlier before the show, I put in a phone call to our local Hawaiian Telecom, which is the phone company here on the island of Oahu, because our regular non-digital phone system is also out today. So they say, okay, it'll be 20 minutes before we can call you back and leave your phone number and we'll call you. It's one of those automated, annoying robots saying, you know, if you're on fire, press 7. And so I typed in the number, and just now on the commercial break, it calls back and says, okay, it's your turn in the queue. And I push the button, and the first thing it says is, all of our representatives are still busy. Please hold on. And it puts me right back on hold. And it's, you know, you want to talk about fall of civilization. This is it right here. All these little, you know, it's not the invading barbarian hordes. It is the collapse of the infrastructure on which we are so dependent to conduct our commerce and so forth and the rest of it. All right. The modem lights are saying that at the moment we're happy, so we're going to move on here. All righty. So moving right along here. Now, as you know, the corporate media and the politicians are still trying to milk this tragedy in Arizona for all that it is worth. And I am personally about ready to let it go. Jared Lohner has had his 15 minutes of fame. And at this point, I think it's time for him to be consigned to well-deserved anonymity. You know, because at the very least, this was a pathetic attention-getting device, and we don't reward pathetic attention-getting devices by paying attention anymore. But there are some side effects on this that are rather worth noting. As you know, Barack Obama went on TV yesterday at the memorial service to basically grandstand and launch his 2012 reelection campaign on the dead bodies of these people who were killed in Arizona. And this has cratered. Even the Washington Post is clearing its throat and hemming and hawing and saying, well, you know, it's kind of inappropriate. And, you know, it really was kind of obvious that Obama is trying to wave these bloody shirts around, you know, as his kickoff for the campaign of 2012 for reelection. And this gets back to what I was saying earlier in the week, and other people have picked up on it now. Ryan Dawson did an interesting video about this, where the politicians and the media stand revealed as viewing every event that happens purely in terms of how they can use it to sell their snake oil, push for taxes, more control for re-election, for whatever their agenda is. That's their first thing. It doesn't matter what actually happened. It doesn't matter what the truth is or what's really going on. It's, oh, how can I use this news event to push my particular agenda? And again, going back to that ridiculous hoisting with their own petard, where Greenpeace was screaming global warming for this fire in Israel, and we find out, you know, one of the environmental ladies, you know, decided to burn up her soiled toilet paper, and that's what actually ignited the blaze. All righty, so Obama's little dog and pony show did not really impress very many people, and apparently he's out there trying to do it again. And my advice to the White House and to the White House operatives who I know are listening to this show, don't giggle while you're waving that bloody shirt around. It just annoys the voters, because we understand what you're doing. We understand that you don't know these people. We understand that you could care less about them. This is a nation that's torturing people right now. And you're going to go down there and stand, you know, at this funeral and try and make political hay about it. At the same time, we're still dropping, you know, cruise missiles and drones and white phosphorus and everything all over thousands and thousands of people in the Middle East. And you're going to turn around and prepare that and pretend that you actually care about these six people who got shot to death. You know, being the government that has led the way and set the social example of simply blasting anybody who doesn't do what you want them to do. Because that's the lesson the government has been handing out to us all for going on 20 years now. They won't do what we say, shoot them. They won't do what we say, drop bombs on them. Iran won't surrender its rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. By golly, we're going to cruise missile them and show them we, the United States of America, is still the ruler of the world, not that we actually are. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Over the past, since this whole weekend shooting deal, you know, I've made comparison to, you know, how with Oklahoma City and September 11th and the anthrax scares immediately thereafter, we had new gun legislation came forward. And I told everybody after what happened this weekend with the shootings and all, I said, watch, we'll get some new gun legislation. And sure enough, here we've got talk about it. But I just happened to think of something as you were talking about Obama giving that little speech about the little 9-year-old girl and keeping her dream of America alive and all of this and that and the other. I got to thinking also something else that this whole thing has in common with these past events. If you look at Kuwait, George Bush Sr., Oklahoma City, Clinton, the September 11th, Bush Jr., at all of these times, their approval ratings were where? Just hovering above the level of the mud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and Obama's hoping he's going to get a bounce from this thing. But, you know, my first reaction when I heard him talking about we've got to keep this little girl's dream of America alive. How do you know what her dream was?
Maybe her dream was
let's end the wars. Maybe her dream was let's take back that $14 trillion that was given to Wall Street and give it to the American people. Maybe that was her dream. How do we know? And Obama certainly doesn't. He's going to go in there and say, I will tell you what her dream was because I am omnipotent and psychic and all-powerful. And, you know, he gets up there and he says, this is what she believed and we've got to support it. He has no clue. He has no way of knowing what her dream was. He wants to convince us that she had a dream and that we should line up behind her. I don't know, maybe her dream was to become, you know, the first female cocaine drug lord. Actually, she'd be late. There was one in Miami a few years ago. Maybe her idea was to open a bordello when she graduated college and make a lot of money that way. We don't know what her dreams were, and neither does Obama. He is trying to invent a mythology. He's creating a new religious icon for us to believe in and follow along into whatever disaster we're being led onto. Your turn.
I could not agree more. I was reading an article this morning, and you know, when it came to Obama talking about what this little girl's dream was, they said that she was aspiring to be a politician, and I'm thinking to myself, well, here come, you know, Louis Farrakhan did say when the Messiah speaks, you know, so everybody, let's rally around this.
Okay, we're dropping out again. Okay, we're dropping out again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Manny,
are
you
there?
Fine.
Oh, okay. All right. But absolutely, I'm everybody is still trying to milk this for all it's worth, and they're not getting the traction that they want to. And Lee, I'm going to let you go here because we're having communications problems, and I apologize for that. As we mentioned yesterday, gun dealers across America are reporting a surge in gun sales. In particular, the type of Glock that Loehner used down there. I mean, the reaction across America seems to be, well, that's the gun he shot a congressman with. Well, I want one of those things. And they can't keep them on the shelves right now. There was an article in the local newspaper, the Star Advertiser, about Oahu loads up with guns, and the newspaper was taking the harumph, harumph, we've got a low murder rate and a low crime rate, and we really don't need to be having people buying guns. And the local readership leapt into the comment section and just excoriated the newspaper and its writers, saying this has nothing to do with crime and murder. It has to do with a government that is clearly out of control and ready to start confiscating private wealth to save the bankers from their gambling debts. And everybody understands what's going on here. Now, as long as we're talking about the Glocks, got a real short story here. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has just signed a 10-year, $40 million contract with the manufacturers of the Glock pistols to supply two 40 caliber pistols for every one of the department's 2,500 sworn ATF agents. It is presumed that after 5 years of usage, the guns will be replaced. So that's four guns per ATF agent, 2,500 agents, comes out to 10,000 guns. For a contract of $40 million, it comes out to basically $4,000 per pistol for a gun you can go down to the gun store and buy for about $500. So on top of being a bunch of psychotic maniacs who will kill innocent people for failed public relations stunts, remember Waco? And before Waco, all the doors were kicked down where people got shot, and it turned out they had the wrong addresses. It was an epidemic problem. So on top of all of that, they're idiots who are willing to blow $4,000 of taxpayer money on a $500 gun. Because, hey, after all, it's not their money at all. And, you know, it's not like they have to worry about where the money's going to come from to pay for all of this stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. I'm about ready to set up a couple of paper cups with a waxed string between here and our control room there in Texas to try and improve the quality of our communications going through Roadrunner. And gosh darn that coyote, because he's just causing no end of problems out here. Now, one of the other fallouts from the tragedy in Arizona, along with the push to ban or limit the Second Amendment, is an equivalent effort to ban or at least severely limit the First Amendment, the right to freedom of speech, the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. And basically, Representative Robert Brady is crafting a bill which will give members of Congress the sort of special protections from criticism that are currently being applied to members of the gay community and certain racial minorities. In other words, if you say anything negative about them, it is considered hate speech, and you can be forced to shut up by the courts. Okay? Now, Robert Brady has revealed himself as an enemy to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the American people. Because the First Amendment is a recognition that the people of this nation have a right to criticize the government. And if that government refuses to listen, the First Amendment gives us or recognizes our right to be uncivil in our criticisms in direct proportion to the firmness of pressure by which Congress holds their fingers in their ears. And again, I want to go back to the passage of TARP, where 90% of America, very civilly, was saying, do not use public money to save Wall Street from their gambling debts. And Congress went ahead and did it anyway. Now, why should we continue to be civil when our representative government refuses to represent us? I would therefore argue that incivility, rudeness, anger, and even rage are protected political speech under the First Amendment. You know, to heck with anger management. We're pissed off out here. We have a right to be angry with the people who made us angry. We have a right to hate the government that does hateful things to the nation in service to the banks and a certain foreign government. So anyone who supports or votes for this bill violates their oath of office. Remember that little bit about to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Emphasis on the domestic. So any congressman who votes for this bill is in violation of their oath of office. That makes them an enemy of the American people. They are as much an enemy of the American people as the Vichy government was an enemy to the people of France. The lines are being drawn. This idea of civility is just another way for the government to say, you shut up. You are not allowed to criticize what we do. We'll put you in your free speech zone, and you can speak politely all you want, but we don't have to listen to you anymore. That's what this bill is saying. The government is closing off their ears. They're shutting off the means of communication. The government is going to go its merry way, looting the people for the service to the banks, and they're going to say, you can't speak angrily to us. Yeah, we can. And if you think about it from a practical point of view, and I'm going to address this to the United States Secret Service Protective Detail, because I understand a couple of you are listening to this show. If you prevent the people of the United States from speaking out angrily at members of Congress, you're not going to know who to keep an eye on, are you? That is going to seriously complicate your job. If you've got 300 million people all being quiet and civil, and you know that they're not all happy with the current situation, but you're not going to know which one is the one you got to keep an eye on. So from a practical point of view, this idea of getting up there and legislating civil behavior and silence from the population in direct contradiction of the First Amendment, that actually increases the risk to members of Congress, because they don't know where the real threat is coming from. Now, this Jared Lohner apparently had threatened the congresswoman in writing, had threatened other people. The sheriff's department knew there was a problem with this guy, and they failed to do anything about it. But at least they knew the direction they were supposed to be looking in. They didn't do anything about it. That's an issue of incompetence. But at least because of the First Amendment, they knew where they should have been looking and who they should have been taking care of before it happened. So just a little practical consideration. If never confuse silence with consent. If you terrorize the entire American people, and that's exactly what they're talking about, terrorizing the American people into silence, you actually create a greater security hazard for members of Congress and the president, or even the state legislators, because they're not going to know where the danger is coming from. Because just because a person doesn't issue threats doesn't mean they're not dangerous. Okay? I love that one where they're trying to ban all guns from 1,000 feet around politicians, which, again, that's going to be a major headache for the Secret Service. And I got emails from people saying, the Secret Service, you don't have to worry about them. They're okay to have guns around the president. Okay, does the name Indira Gandhi ring a bell? And if it doesn't, go look how she died. Her own protective detail gunned her down. That ought to keep Obama awake at nights. All right, turning to the economy here. Jobless claims have posted their biggest jump in 6 months. Now, this is not unexpected, of course. You know, we're going to take a break here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about jobless claims have posted the biggest jump in 6 months' time. And again, this is not unexpected. We're through the holiday shopping season. All of these proclamations about the improving job picture that we've been hearing for the last few months were all because of the temporary hiring into the shopping malls and department stores in anticipation of what everybody was hoping was going to be a wonderful Christmas shopping season. And, of course, that didn't work out. So, all those temporary retail seasonal employees are being let go. Plus, all of those stores who were betting their continued survival on a good Christmas shopping season and didn't get it, they're going out of business. The parent company for these high-end blue jean makers, Anchor Blue, has declared bankruptcy, and they're basically shutting down all of their stores, and all of those people are now out of work. I always thought it was rather inane to be taking working class pants, put fancy stitching on them, and call them a high-end fashion accessory. I remember back when I was in Los Angeles, I was indirectly linked to the battle between the Jordache brothers and the Nakash brothers over stitching that was copied from a Jordache to a Guess jean. And it was millions and millions of dollars involved in this lawsuit and trademark infringement. And they were just battling back and forth, and the law firm was Jones Day Reeves and Pogue. And it just left such a bad taste in my mouth to see all of this money battling over stitching on a pocket, And even back then, there were homeless people down on the streets below digging in the trash bins for tomorrow's meal. And I just, it made me sick. It just made me sick. And, you know, I'm wondering if I wasn't so sick, I'd drive down and find out. But after last night's storm and flooding, and they're still saying it's going to be bad the rest of this afternoon, we've got all those homeless people living right on the shore of the Middle Lock, on Pearl Harbor. And that's a natural flood drainage path. And so I have no, there could be bodies floating in Pearl Harbor for all I know. Now, over at the Baltic Dry Index, it is continuing down precipitously. It's basically plummeting. The whole materials acquisition manufacturing system is starting to lock up, and I was getting emails from people where they're saying in their area that materials transport, truckers who haul raw materials and finished goods, they're sitting idle. There's nothing going on. It's just absolutely shutting down. So we're only beginning to see the start of the post-Christmas rush slowdown lockdown here in the United States of America. Meanwhile, getting back to the nightmare on Wall Street, the implications of that Massachusetts Supreme Court ruling are still being felt. The implications are just settling in. The banks in question, U.S. Bank Corp and Wells Fargo, came out with press releases saying this doesn't affect us. We're not even sure the state has jurisdiction here, and blah, 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 blah. And everybody was breathing a sigh of relief, and the stock starts going back up. But as more and more analysts look very carefully at this decision and realize that it will be applied as a precedent outside the state of Massachusetts, they're looking at some 66 million mortgages, possibly even more than that, that could be affected by the ruling. Now, I have no question that the banks and holding companies will retrench, go back, try and sort out the paperwork and refile. But again, the idea is once that title and that note are disconnected, reconnecting them without fraudulent paperwork is very, very difficult to do. You have to literally go back through the mortgage electronic registration system, and you literally have to have to document that path. Where did it go? Who had it when? You have to have every single, you know, person or entity that had that document has to be listed out. It's chain of evidence is what it is. It's like when you have a murder investigation and you go into the court and you say, this is the murder weapon. You have to be able to document that chain of custody of that gun from the person who's holding it in the courtroom all the way back through the police lab, through the police officer, through the arresting officer, back to the hands of the original suspect. And the same thing applies to these document trails for the mortgage note and for the title deed to the property. And that's what got broken with the mortgage electronic registration system. And the courts are beginning to say enough is enough. We told you yesterday about that judge in Ohio who took the advice of J.P. Morgan. He wanted to basically lower his mortgage payment. They said, well, we can't do a refi because your equity is way, way down, which wasn't the judge's fault. And they said, you know, go for a mortgage modification. You know, just stop making your mortgage payment, and we'll put you in the mortgage modification program, and we'll lower your mortgage, and you'll have lower payments. And the judge said, cool. Next thing you know, he's in foreclosure. So the judges and lawyers around the country are coming to understand a very real message that has gone out from Wall Street and the Federal Reserve. You are on your own. The Federal Reserve is going to take care of the banks and Wall Street, and the Bernanke's already come out and said there's going to be no help for the states, certainly no help for ordinary Americans. We're here to take care of the banks, and everybody else is fair game. And the judges and lawyers across the country are coming to understand that's exactly what they meant. So, down in Miami, there is a lawsuit regarding a condo receivership that involved six banks, and in Miami-Dade Circuit Court, Judge Jennifer Bailey, these representatives didn't even show up for one of the required hearings, and she slapped them all with contempt and says, you're going to go to jail if you don't start showing up here with the paperwork you're supposed to have. It's a very reckless disregard, And of course, we know that already. The whole reason we have the foreclosure crisis to begin with, the whole reason the Wall Street even entered into the fraudulent mortgage-backed security scandal, is a complete disregard for the law. The idea that they can do whatever they want and get away with it for year after year after year after year. And again, the example was set by Bernie Madoff with the loot, who did what he did for 12 years. And probably would have gotten away with it for a lot longer if the economy hadn't tanked. Because it wasn't until the economy tanked and things came apart that Bernie finally confessed to the investigators, yeah, there's nothing there. You know, it's a joke. It's a Ponzi. Now, we are hearing that the Federal Reserve is intensely lobbying Congress right now. And they want a change to the laws. And one of the most onerous ones that they're trying to put through right now is they want a change to the foreclosure laws so that people who are paying a mortgage will not be allowed to sue the mortgage companies and the banks and the holding companies unless the mortgage is completely paid off. And the rationale behind this is, oh, these people are suing us just to get out of their mortgages. We didn't really do anything wrong. There really is no fraud. It's open season on the banks with all these lawsuits. They're harming the economy. And so for the good of the nation, we have to put some brakes on the ability of people to sue the banks for the fraudulent foreclosures. And all they're going to say is, you know, look, once they pay off the mortgage, if they want to come back and sue us for fraud, then we should let the case go forward. Therefore, there's due process and so forth and so on. Obviously, the vast majority of people in these foreclosures don't have the money to pay off the mortgage, certainly not all at once. So this is essentially, if this law gets passed, and there's probably good chance that it's going to happen, it will be a license for the fraudulent foreclosures to continue because Congress will pass a law saying, sorry, you can't sue them until the mortgage is completely paid off. And then you can sue them back, you know, once it's all over, you know, and everything is status quo ante. Meanwhile, down in New Jersey, as you know, there's a landmark case coming up there where one of the judges there has told these banks, if you do not document that all of these foreclosures are above board and legal, I will slap a complete moratorium on all foreclosures in the entire state. Now, what the banks have done is come back and said, you don't have jurisdiction. You don't have the authority to stop us from foreclosing in the state of New Jersey because, after all, we're federally regulated. Of course, the federal government isn't regulating them. That's why we're in this mess. It's the same argument we got down in Arizona with immigration. You know, Arizona can't enforce immigration. That's federal jurisdiction. Are you doing the job? No, but it's our jurisdiction. And so you're going to go on letting the illegals come across the border because that's our call to make. And now we're hearing the federal government is going to say the foreclosures will move forward because that's their call to make. The banks are declaring themselves above the law, at least at the state level. And they've got complete control over the federal government by virtue of the pocketbook. The Federal Reserve is one of the biggest campaign donors out there. And they're all taking care of the money. Remember that congressman who was saying, we can either have a rational resolution to the foreclosure crisis or we can preserve the capital structure of the banks, and we can't do both. And it should be very clear to everybody now which way the government is going. They're going to support the banks over the people, over the states. They're worshiping the money. One more little item. I know we've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. In order to pretend that our banks are not insolvent, the U.S. government and the regulatory agencies continue to change the bookkeeping rules to allow the banks to rewrite their spreadsheets to make it look like they're still solvent. One of the ones that they're doing now is they're being allowed to accrue interest on unpaid mortgages, mortgages that are in default, mortgages that are already in foreclosure. The banks are able to say, oh, well, they're generating accruing interest charges. And now they're being allowed to put those interest charges on their balance sheets as assets because we'll get it somewhere down the road, is what they're saying. This is the same kind of accounting double shuffle that we saw with Enron, where they were declaring profits that didn't really exist, but, oh, we think we'll get them down the road. And they were putting them on the balance sheets. And I think this is a very, very dangerous warning sign when they're resorting to this kind of bookkeeping trickery to create the illusion of solvency. And I think the rest of the world is coming to understand that the American financial system's proclamations of solvency are just so much smoke and air. We're going to go to the phone. Sam in Massachusetts. Aloha, Sam. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Sorry if I'm a little off topic, but I'm a first-time caller. I listen to your podcast all the time. I just want to tell you the great. Basically, I wanted to ask you about, you know, we're looking for changes pretty soon in the government. I was wondering, you know, if you knew of any good countries maybe we could model after or look up to, kind of in a way as far as economy and the way they run things.
Well, just off the top of my head, I think when we start planning for the country that it is going to emerge here from the ruins of the current disaster, I have only two pieces of guidance. One is, I really do think the Constitution and the first 13 amendments are a good starting place. I think we can live without the Electoral College in the 21st century of instant communication, unless you're on Roadrunner, of course. I don't think we need the Electoral College. I think we need, you know, far more stringent, possibly even death sentence laws regarding campaign fraud. I think it should be a crime for politicians to lie to the public. I don't think lies are protected speech under the First Amendment. And certainly I want an amendment in the new Constitution saying there will be no private central banks, period, end of discussion. And anybody suggesting same gets a very long trip on a very slow boat off to the South Pole or something. The other thing that we need to do, of course, is look over at the Russian republics, because they've already been through this. They survived the collapse of the Soviet Union. They went through a period of confusion. We need to look at what they did wrong, and we need to look at what they did right. And obviously, Putin's kicking the oligarchs out, you know, and getting rid of the money addicts is why Russia has been able to pay off their debts in 3 years. They're free and clear right now, as opposed to the United States that's so hopelessly in debt, you know, to the private central bank here.
And, yeah, good point. And I'm also concerned about the American people, you know, with all the things they hear on the news, you know, Fox, CBS, it's all propaganda, you know. I've been listening to your show for a while now, and you've made me a skeptic. You know, everything I hear, I'm like, oh, look where they're not reporting. And I'm concerned about the millions of others who are really just falling for it and just going along with their day-to-day lives. Like, you know, how can they spread the word?
They're a dwindling,
you know?
They're a dwindling minority. In fact, they're on the verge of being an endangered species, so we probably ought to grab a bunch of them and put them in a zoo before they go extinct completely. But all you need to do is go over and look at the industry's own numbers for viewership of the TV news and readership of the newspapers. And you can see the corporate traditional servile media is very clearly in decline. Everybody's coming to the blogosphere and the alternative media to find out what's going on. The corporate media is trying to come in and buy it all up in order to control it. It's not working because once they buy up a media, an alternative media asset, they put the glitz and the glamour on it, and it starts looking like it's just a glorified version of the old propaganda machine, and people tend to shy away from that very, very quickly. And I think what you said really hit it on the head. We are now far more skeptical Americans than we were before. And it's not just the blogs and it's not just the alternative media. We understand the U.S. government lied to us all about Saddam's nuclear bombs. And that is a very hard lesson we've all taken to heart. We now know beyond a shadow of a doubt, the U.S. government and the corporate media do lie to the American people about very, very important matters.
And they are very convincing, too, I have to add, because just last night listening to President Obama in Tucson, you know, he was trying to make some points that I know he stated earlier in a past show, you know, that no one should be using this to their advantage or pointing fingers. He pointed that, but I could also see the sympathy they were pushing towards President Obama in hopes, you know, for a new re-election campaign in 2012.
Well, you know, it's one of those hypocrisies where he's standing up there saying nobody should be using this to cast blame, and yet his own minions and aides and operatives are already doing that to attack the GOP and the Tea Party. And so Obama's trying to pretend that he's not part of this and he's above it, but that's an absolute complete joke. And he's just as involved in dirty politics as Adolf Hitler was in the slave labor camps. You know, he can't pretend that this is not part of, you know, his situation. If he's the chief executive, he's responsible for everything that goes on, and he can't pretend otherwise. But, you know, based on the reviews he got from, like, the Washington Post and the TV networks, he didn't convince anybody. He's a very good speaker. I mean, absolutely,
he's a very good speaker. I mean,
but everybody understands that, you know, you cannot take a sow's ear and turn it into a silk purse, no matter how good you can talk.
All right, well, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Michael. I'll call again some other time.
Thank you very much, Sam. Aloha. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're kind of finishing up on this whole economic situation. And as I've mentioned many times before, the reason the country is in such terrible shape is the federal government won't do their job. Minerals Management Service sat on their butt getting cocaine and hookers from the oil company, and we have the Gulf of Mexico disaster. Bureau of Mine Safety wasn't doing their job, we had the mine cave in. You know, roads are being allowed to go back to gravel. Securities and Exchange Commission turned a blind eye to Bernie Madoff. And now we're finding out that Robert Kuzami, the Securities and Exchange Commission's enforcement chief, the top guy who's supposed to be out there wrapping the knuckles of these Wall Street firms that engaged in this fraudulent mortgage-backed security scam. This is the biggest financial swindle since the South Seas bubble of 1720. Might even be worse. It's record-setting fraud. And apparently, this Kuzami was caught secretly meeting with the lawyer for Citigroup and then told the SEC staff to kind of back off a little bit. All right? And this is obstruction of justice. And this is why the country is in the mess that it's in. The government that is supposed to be protecting the American people from the abuses of big corporations has switched sides, which is, of course, what you get in a fascist state. Benito Mussolini, who we all acknowledge is an expert on the subject of fascism, said that fascism should really be called corporatism because it is the alignment of government and corporations against the general population. And boy, that sure sounds like what we got right here, doesn't it? Now, as reported yesterday, the Illinois legislature has just raised their state income tax by about 60%. It's a big, huge wallop. People of Illinois are treading water. And they're exhausted, and they're tired, and they're just barely keeping their mouth and nose above water. And the legislature of Illinois has just shoved a fire hose down their throat and turned it on full force. That's really what it amounts to. You know, that whole thing about the final straw that breaks the camel's back. Well, the camel is already screaming and crying. And every government body that throws another fee or another tax onto the pile thinking, oh, it's just a little one, they'll never notice it. Yeah, we notice every single one. The aggregate weight of the cost of government is what is strangling this nation. Makes it impossible for us to compete with the rest of the world. Makes it impossible to function. We're completely locked up between taxes and regulatory compliance. We're paralyzed by the preponderance of government. And then they turn around and they spend $4,000 on a $500 gun and wonder why the American people maybe don't think they're very good at what they do. So there was an article we linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com basically saying the state of Illinois is no longer the land of Lincoln. It is the land of taxation without hesitation, and it's a call for a general strike within the state of Illinois. And I know Karen Tostado is going to be all happy about this, that more and more people are starting to say, yeah, it's time to just quit. Why work? The government will just take it all from you anyway. Why bother? Why even try? If you take away a population's reasons to excel or strive or work harder, then don't complain when all of a sudden the population just sits down and says, screw it. You know, I'm not going to do this anymore. We got to take a station break for a minute. We'll be right back.
The next round.